trauma is relived again and again, and it, historic trauma is relived again and again, and it doesn't matter how long ago it was. And we're also seeing through the prevention program, we have had an increase in younger people referring. We work with people from age 13 upwards, and essentially we've seen an increase in younger people referring, and that indicates things like what's going on with lad culture in universities. It indicates things like what's going on with lad culture for young people. It indicates things like what's going on through social media and chat rooms. So all of these new issues are now issues that we're working with people as well. So, and essentially, again, it's about finding different ways to support people. I put in funding applications on a daily basis, and so that we can specialise more and more in what we're able to provide.
It's interesting that you mentioned lads culture. Do you think, obviously, this is a city with two universities, do you think that that particularly is a problem in Aberdeen?
In Aberdeen, I think it's a problem everywhere, actually. I think, you know, universities and university campuses have noticed this sort of increase in lad culture on universities. And so, in fact, what we're seeing is the need to address that and the need to work with young men as well. And, you know, the police have just launched a good campaign aimed at 16 to 25-year-old men who tend to be the perpetrators that they would see, although not necessarily, that's the age range they tend to get most of. So they've done an online campaign around that. And it's about, you know, the way to prevent rape is not to rape. And so that's the message that we want to get out to young men as well.